how beautiful this is to contemplate. But nevertheless, you must be warned that no conflict must be allowed between the imagination and the reason. Now listen to me very carefully. The reason. It may not have occurred to you that the reason and the imagination are totally different faculties in man. The reason does not create. It cannot. The imagination creates. That is all that it can and does do. The reason reasons. The reason makes decisions. That is all that it does. And its work ends there. Now, the imagination. My beloved, your imagination is that faculty within you that paints the pictures, that presents the images, that inspires you with the most fascinating ideas of what you can do. But the imagination cannot reason. Did you hear me? The imagination cannot reason. It is non-reasonable. But it is subject to the reason. Therefore, when the imagination, with the fascination of an unseen artist, creeps into your mind with all sorts of schemes and hopes and desires and pictures and images, and whispers to you that you can be a great man or a great woman, tells you that you can do something that has never been done before, tells you that you can do what you are doing now much better than you are doing it, tells you that you can be healthy and well and happy, that you can make more money, that you can become the greatest person that ever lived in your particular sphere of activity, and you listen, what happens? You're in a brown study. You're thrilled. You see all this going on in your mind, and you're intensely happy. The things around you mean nothing to you while you're in that state of mind. You exult. You see yourself triumphant. You are the conqueror. You are the optimist. You're alive with hope. You're very happy. The world floats by, but there you are, enjoying in the serenity of your own mind the marvels of achievement that this wonder worker is bringing to you and giving you and asking you to make it your own. You feel that you can be well, can be more, can do more, can live as long as you desire. You can literally hear your imagination saying to you, you can be what you want to be, and you can do what you want to do. And then, my beloved, you come out of your brown study, and you may say, ah, yes, I feel that I can be more than I am, but I know that I won't. Then all the beautiful work of the imagination goes for naught. The I won't is an instruction to the imagination confirming the race thought to continue to create negative conditions. And so your desires end in smoke. And so it is in everything that we desire to do. This is the process through which we come into achievement or the reverse. Therefore, let there be no conflict in the mind between the reason and the imagination. First, examine carefully what the imagination brings to you. Let the reason endorse the idea. Cultivate the certain conviction of the possibility of doing it, of living as long as you desire, to grow happy and young and well, to make of your life an outstanding success. Anything, no matter what it is, anything at all that your reason endorses. And then, my beloved, secondly, train your imagination to feast upon its delights. Now let us for a moment rest and think. You have entered mental physics. You believe that the age-old wisdom, that wisdom of the universal spirit of all life, can be made to work out in your life whatever you truly desire and whatever you can say with your reason you truly deserve. Now, in the science of mental physics, we emphasize in the early lessons the need of building into our consciousness the irrevocable idea of life. 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 You and I are life. And life never changes in principle. It cannot. Therefore, we, though probably 100 years before our time, believe that man has the power of immortality within him. Now mark these words. That man has the power of immortality within him. We emphasize the need of building into our consciousness the belief that you and I should have the divine privilege of exercising our inherent power to live. Now, as you go on further in your documentary lessons, you will be shown why men die, why men fail. The fact is that there is a power of life within you and me, which, when we fully understand it, we should be able to control, and it should render us immune from those conditions that cause disease, disharmony, disbalance on all planes of existence. Do you agree? Now, let the reason be convinced that it is possible for you to live as long as you desire, that it is possible for you to achieve in your life whatever you have set your mind upon, no matter how fantastic it may now appear to you. Then, let your imagination revel in the pleasure of its contemplation. Now, there is none here but us. Let us be unafraid. Picture up in your mind right now a being, the real you, full of life and vigor, of energy, of hope and of belief in the manifestation of divine power within you, of intense personal magnetism, which will enable you to direct human activities in line with your highest hopes. In short, a leader throbbing with power, attracting to yourself only that in unison with all good. Think of your real self. Imagine 80, 90, a century and a quarter. But why measure time when we uncover that that is the I am of the universe? Then we come to know that truly, whatever the Creator is, I am. Whatever the Creator is, I am. So therefore, my beloved, you must not say, I want to live indefinitely, but I know that I won't. I will, but I can't. No, 1,000 times no. You must not say that you cannot make a fresh start. You must not say that you cannot do what you feel that you would like to do. You must not say that you lack anything whatever to keep you from being what you want to be. Oh, this is such a gloriously romantic subject. It is a subject that inspires even the most lethargic human beings. But you see, it is true. It is true. May this second documentary lesson be for you as it has become for me, one of the most beautifully inspiring treatises on life that I have ever known. I wrote it, but each time I come back to it, the truth is renewed, the truth is multiplied. My beloved, it is true. It is true. It is true. Now, during the week that you have entered upon, be faithful to your own higher self. I would like you during the day, whenever your mind is at rest, to think of the order of this glorious universe. You are sincerely seeking a perfection which includes the fullest knowledge and service of the ideal, and the fullest equipment for the service of the ideal. It will be revealed to you as you are worthy, as you magnetize it to yourself. Be happy. Then first, do not talk much. Learn how to control your tongue. Later, you will know what it means to have no tongue. In needless speech, we waste our energy. Second, hold the things that you are learning in your mind every moment that you can do so. Do not talk about it. Keep it in your heart. Wait until the seeds begin to sprout, and then you will not need this advice. Then third, remember that success depends upon knowledge. They are interlinked. Knowledge is yours as you work for it. It is an upward process which coincides with every movement in nature. Everything in nature struggles upward. So do you. So do I. And the more we know, the greater our power. After the nebula comes the orb, then the mineral, then the plant, then the animal. After the animal, the man. At the apex of nature, the evolution of nature is followed by the progress of humanity. Now, my beloved, this coming week, you will add to your meditations. Be patient, I pray of you. Be patient. I hardly know how to put this to you, because you are, in a way, as little children, no matter what you've read. You may have read many books, you may have written many books, but we all have to start from the same starting point spiritually. Now, as I shall give you this addition for your meditations during this coming week, just try to think of the amazing power of words. Live in a world of words. Let us be still for a moment. I am now developing creative wisdom through my imagination. I am a channel of creative wisdom. Creative wisdom is the light of my mind. I am free from all negation. Now, my beloved, just a word more in repetition. You must not say, I want to live indefinitely, but I know that I won't. I will, but I can't. You must not say that you cannot make a fresh start. You must not say that you cannot do what you feel that you would like to do. You must not say that you lack anything whatever to keep you from being what you want to be. If I were you, I would make this a week of the very highest spiritual exaltation. In all that I do, no matter what it is that you have to do, do it as unto life itself. No matter how menial that which you have to do may seem to you, give thanks. Sit quietly. Analyze your life. See whether everything that you can feel, everything that strikes upon your consciousness, is not something for which you should give thanks. Oh, begin to learn early that gratitude is the very greatest virtue. Without gratitude, there cannot be even any justice. And without justice, there is no love. So therefore, my beloved, I wish for you a week of transcending joy. Be happy, be happy, be happy. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. Peace be unto you forever, evermore.